Well, Steve, you've been riding high all morning, just, you know, reminiscing about last night and the big versus battle with the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind & Fire.
I got a question, though, Shirley.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, okay, Carla. Okay, so, Steve, what was your favorite moment from last night from versus battle? Ooh. Earth, Wind & Fire, Isley Brothers. What
There's
was your
so many,
moment?
Huh?
I want to groove.
Not that you sing it.
Did he go back to it?
Yes.
With you.
Really Come on, boy.
That one did something to me.
Uh-huh.
Love's Holiday did something to me.
Uh-huh.
He played a different version of That's the Way of the World. That was the first song, which is my all-time favorite song. So that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that damn can't hide love.
I like the fact that they admired each other's music too.
Yes.
You know, I think I remember Ron Isley saying something about after he heard Devotion, he wrote Choosy Beggar.
And man, if you listen to it, because he sung it while it was playing and said
Choosy Lover.
And he sung the exact same melody. Mm-hmm. I said, damn.
Yeah. So they've been admiring each other for quite a while. I like that. Then they said they were doing an album together.
A collabo.
That's what they said, man.
Wow. And you know what? It was so cool for Earth, Wind & Fire to watch Ernie Isley when he did
that
Voyage to Atlantis. Was that when he did that breakdown on the... Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was killing it. Killing the game on the guitar.
You know, when he put that thing up, he was playing it with his teeth.
Wow.
No, he was, and we put it behind his back. He was playing it.
Yeah, that was those were just cool moments. I mean, just major moments. So, how many outfits did Ron Isley bring?
Ron had 10.
I'm just gonna decide which one I'm gonna wear. I said, Ron, I ain't bring all these damn changes.
How many changes you had, Steve?
Two. Okay. What they told me intermission, they want you to change. I said, all right.
Well, we wanted you to change. That's part of the show. Yeah, you had to change.
You're supposed to do that.
Oh, although that purple suit was fly, I wouldn't have been mad if you had kept that on all night, because it was really in the white hat.
Could have wore it.
Butcher.
Chain.
But it was really nice. I mean, just everything I loved.
Man,
loved it.
It was just such an honor, man, to sit there. I tell you, man, my daughter Carly, she summed it up best. She said, Dad, these songs was the soundtrack to your life. That was crazy for me, because I had never looked at it that way.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I got to text her back and tell her. That's the best message I got.
Oh.
She said, to see you sitting up there with your friends, because I'm friends with these dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get to see them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't seen Ron. The last time I saw Ron, was probably 5-6 years ago.
He looked like he was happy to see you too, Steve.
You should have seen. Oh, you should have seen us in the dressing room when I got to the Wheel Turn Theater.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we were sitting back there crying.
Oh.
See, when I get with Digital Underground and do mine and be with Humpty Neal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's going to be my moment right there.
Really?
When I get with Humpty Neal. For me, short ass versus Tommy with that one hit.
Oh, man.
Y'all just going to do a V.
Yeah, I'm gonna do verses with just one hit.
No, you that's
one
just
hit,
gonna
one
be
hit verses.
You don't get versus.
Were you nervous at all, Steve?
A little bit before.
Because
I didn't understand the format.
Yeah. Okay.
And I knew they didn't. So now you just got eight black dudes out there don't know what to do.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at about 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.